Today on Jesse Duplantis Ministries.
Because everything the Bible says is an answer and not a problem. You understand what I'm saying? The world has a lot of problems, but this Bible is actually, you could call it the answer book. We're going to find out how much Kathy knows today.
Oh, wow.
And how quick she can...
He likes to put me on the spot.
If I throw her off the roof, will she land on her feet or on her face?
Oh, on my feet.
Find out.
On my feet.
Yes.
Definitely on my feet.
Go with me to the book of 2 Timothy.
Okay.
You don't even know where I'm going.
No, I do not. I'm
chapter
turning right
four.
Now along with you. I hope you have your Bible ready to study along.
2 Corinthians chapter 4.
2 Timothy.
I'm throwing you off here. 2 Timothy.
Chapter
4. I got Corinthians on my mind for some reason or another.
2 Timothy chapter
4. Chapter 4. Don't you like 2 Corinthians chapter? 2
like
Timothy
all.
Chapter
I
4.
Like them all.
Verse 1, Paul writing to his protege Timothy, he says this, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. Be instant, in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. We'll go with that verse 2. Preach the word. Be instant, in season, and out of season. Kathy, what are we going to talk about today?
Oh, well.
Instant, in season. And out of season.
Thank you for doing that to me.
Yeah.
Well,
ahead.
I don't know. Well, it's just right before Christmas. Let's talk about Christmas.
Let's talk about Christmas.
Why not? I think that's what's on everybody's mind. Maybe we could talk about gift giving. What did you get me for Christmas?
Nothing. I haven't done it yet, but you know you can go get anything you want.
Yeah, I know you have. I got it early. Got it way early.
What did I get? I don't remember.
I'll tell you later.
You tell me later.
Yeah, sometimes I buy it and he doesn't know it yet.
Oh, yeah, I have not.
So I didn't wrap it.
Instant in season. And out of season.
Yes.
So what are we talking about?
Well.
Look at her. I mean, I got her there, man.
Okay.
She does this to me all the time.
I do?
Yeah, you do it constantly, you know, but that's okay.
Well, like you always tell me, whose name's on the building?
That's right. My name's on that building, glory to God. You want me to give you a hint?
No.
Okay. All right.
Well, yeah, go ahead and give me a hint.
Look at
you had something on your heart.
No, I didn't have anything on my heart. I got the description, and the Lord said, throw it to Kathy. Boom! So I threw you a fastball here, right there, Lord.
Oh, well, hallelujah. Well,
she don't know.
Let's look at that scripture. Preach the word. That's a good verse to do on right there. Preach the word.
Are you a preacher of the word?
I am. But this is talking to the body of Christ, not just preachers.
That's right.
And preachers to proclaim, to explain. And how about, what is much a better time than the season of Christmas?
That's right.
The Christmas holiday season.
Yeah.
To be in season and proclaim Jesus, who is the reason for the season. There's a lot of easings going
on
there.
Well, you got to understand, the Christmas season is preaching the word of God every day that Jesus was made flesh and
dwelt among men. And I often say that, you know, even the way we decorate our homes. In fact, we decorated the church and the ministry. In fact, I put just another wreath out. Sometimes you look at it, you think it's perfect, and then you see where you could put something else
up.
And so we're always wanting
to... It's called perfection.
Decorate, yeah, perfection.
That's
improve
it.
With continuing to drive that excellence level up higher. But it's because we celebrate Jesus. We want the whole world to know that we're celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior.
Hallelujah. I just did a boardroom chat that'll be coming up, I think, pretty soon, that Jesus is not a baby no more.
That's the truth.
And I mean, a lot of people think he is.
And
thank God for babies. I mean, I love them. But that's not the issue.
It's not a baby no more.
He ain't a baby no more. I don't know when that's coming. When that's coming, Chrissy?
Christmas Day.
Watch my Faith to Facts. I'm telling you.
It's
only a 5-minute segment, but it'll be a blessing. But when the Lord told me, he said, be instant in season, and I really believe you can. As ministers of the gospel, we have to be instant in season and out of season.
And out of season.
We never know when someone's going to ask us something, when something tragic happens, maybe to someone's life, that we have to immediately speak the word. And you better have the word of God in you, not just on you or around you, but in you, so you can bring comfort in every area,
whether it's spiritual,
physical, or financial.
And
so that's what I'm saying, you know.
That's
and I know you study a lot when you get your sermons and things.
Yeah.
And that's a blessing
I
of
do.
God.
I like to do research, like to do background studies and look at all
Has
that.
Has God ever thrown you in the pulpit And you know, that's what he's done
throw
to me.
Me in the
he
pulpit.
Threw me in the pulpit. And I had studied all week. He said, you're not preaching that. Go.
Well, you know.
And I go, huh?
Actually, that's never happened to me. But
why?
What happens was I'm always prepared. I start somewhere, but I've noticed when he shifts me off of where what I had planned mm-hmm. and pulls me into another whole area and direction within the message that he gave me. And I love those moments because that's like another zone, if you want
but
to call
that
it
that. Reminds me of that great man of God, Mr. Finney. Yeah. He said his best sermons was the ones that he didn't study for. He would study. And I like studying. And I've had God do me that so many times. I studied and I thought, and all of a sudden, he said, you're not preaching that. Well, what am I going to preach? Open your mouth and I'll fill it. Whoo, you got to walk by faith. Get out the boat of religion and get on the water. But, you know, I asked him, I said, well, I studied all that sermon all day long. He said, well, you needed it. And I never thought of it like that, see?
Yeah, well, so, Paul was writing to Timothy, who was his protege, like they say in the
amen.
Faith, his spiritual son.
Right.
And he was pastor of the church at Ephesus, which was a very large church when he wrote to him in 1 Timothy. But 2 Timothy, he was hitting a lot of problems, a lot of snags, a lot of difficulty.
Right.
And in the church. And I love this passage of Scripture. I want to read it in the Amplified
Bible.
You
can read it in the Amplified.
It's my day. Well, I'm going to start it in verse 1 instead
right.
of verse 2. It says, I charge you, this is the Amplified, in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is the judge of the living and the dead, and by the light of his coming and his kingdom. Verse 2, herald and preach the word. Keep your sense of urgency. Stand by, be at hand and ready, whether the opportunity seems to be favorable or unfavorable, whether it is convenient or inconvenient, whether it is welcome or unwelcome, as preacher of the word, or to show people in a way that their lives are wrong and convince them, rebuking and correcting and warning and urging and encouraging them, being unflagging and inexhaustible in patience and teaching. Isn't that great?
That's a big difference. Read that in the Passion Translation.
Okay.
See what the Passion says about that. I'll tell you what, man, you have to be, she didn't know what I was going to do today. And you, let me tell you, what I just did to her, God does it in every boardroom chat. I have no idea what I'm going to talk about. I always pick the subject. I'm walking across from my executive office to my television so we can film this so you can see it. And I have no idea. And I, as I'm coming over, he'll say, do this. Do that. I call that preaching out of my spirit.
That's good.
And it's such a blessing. I'd like you to read that whole passage in the Passion Translation.
Okay. I'll start with verse 2 because the first one pretty much says the same thing.
Okay.
Proclaim the word of God and stand upon it no matter what. Rise to the occasion and preach when it is convenient and when it is not. Preach in the full expression of the Holy Spirit with wisdom and patience as you instruct and teach people.
You know, that's a good statement. What is the full expression of the Holy Spirit? Do you know what that is?
Well, it's the fullness of God. In fact, Paul prayed that in one verse of Scripture, I can go to it if you want me to. He says that you would be filled with all the fullness of God.
Amen.
All the fullness of God. That's no hindrance. That's just flowing in the Spirit. Like John was saying in the book of Revelation, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and he saw some things, and he heard some things, and he wrote it down.
Well, to me, the full expression of the Holy Spirit is everything you know in your spirit, soul, and body, whether it's in season or out of season, because everything the Bible says is an answer and not a problem. You understand what I'm saying? The world has a lot of problems, but this Bible is actually, you could call it the answer book because it answers everything in every area of your life. By Jesus' stripes, you were healed.
That's right.
Then you are healed.
Amen.
Not going to be, you are, but I have pain. I don't deny that. That is the problem. See, you are really acknowledging the problem. I have pain. I understand that. I'm not saying deny it. Now, acknowledge the answer, but by his stripes, I'm healed.
Amen.
See, that's what we do. That's what I've done in my Christian walk in all these years. I've been saved 50 years. And I thought, you know, Lord, I want to live by your word. In fact, I wear out my Bible. This Bible is just about shot, you know. And I wrote my first one right on the leaf of my first Bible, and it's all tore up. If I want my word to be like your word, God, that when I say it, I do it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I have kept that promise. 100%, I think so. I may have missed it some. I don't know. When I give you my word, Jody says, but you can take it to the bank when my daddy gives you his word. He's going to do what he said. Well, it's because my word is very important. Actually, my word or your word is who you are. That's what brings trust in people's life about you and for you and through you in every area. So that's why I love being instant in season and out of season. Right. And what season is that? Whatever, wherever I'm at.
Right.
That's spiritual, physical, or financial.
That's right. It's why we do these boardroom chats. We get comments from so many of you just saying how much they bless you and encourage you because they're spirit-led.
Spirit-led.
They are just, we're flowing with the Spirit of God. And this is His season to bless you. And this is the season where more people than ever around the world are even thinking about Jesus.
Yeah.
But we need to make sure that they see Jesus through us in the right way, and we speak the truth in love. And that's what he's talking about.
You just said something that quickened me, and I wasn't going to say this, but Lord said, I told you to say it. You know, a lot of some people, they only go to church on Christmas. You know, well, since you only go to church on Christmas, why don't you give Jesus a gift? Why don't you give him a gift? You know, if you go to a birthday party, don't you give somebody a gift? Sure you do. I just felt that some of you need to send an offering. Right now, you need to do that. You need to give Jesus a gift. My Lord, you've used this money all year long. Least you could do is be a blessing to him. I'm not asking you to give it to me. I'm telling you, I'm not going to give it to his ministry. This ministry is his ministry. I just felt that so strong, and I didn't really want to say that, you know. I really feel that God will bless you. And, you know, you need to give more than one time in your life or go to church one time in a year.
That's right.
Because, you know, it's amazing how many people, when they get in real trouble, they get the worst report that they got stage 4 cancer. All of a sudden, they want to talk to a minister or they want to go to church. When if you've been going and build yourself up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, that stage 4 would be stage 3, stage 2, stage 1, till stage 0.
Zero, right.
See, that's what I'm saying. So if you want to give right now, go to jdm.org and hit the donate button. I'm feeling strong. I think that should be done right now. That's the first time in all these boardroom chats that it was this strong on me. You can use PayPal if you want. You can text to give a one-time donation or a recurring one if you want. You can use our free JDM apps and select the giving you want, or you can mail in an old-fashioned check. But I really believe that you're giving the Lord a Christmas gift. It's His day. Mm. And some of you people that own all these businesses, why don't you do that too? You know, I love giving gifts. I give every day somewhere. Every day.
You have a lifestyle.
I have a lifestyle of giving. Jody says, Daddy, that's what you do. Every day. And I don't run out of money. In fact, I can't outgive God. I've tried at times. I really have. And it doesn't make no difference. I just do it. And you know, so to me, Christmas Day is every day. Mm-hmm. I'm always giving. And I'm always receiving.
Amen.
I just give you an example. Chris is behind the camera, and she liked Diet Coke. I mean, she liked Diet Coke. Now, let me say it like this. She really likes Diet Coke. Well, me, I can't drink much of that. I like it. You know, I like those little cans. You know, I first saw that when we went to Europe. And I thought, I like them little cans because I can't drink a whole one. But I thought, so I'll have Mary, my secretary, I said, go get me a Diet Coke. Give me about that much of it and go give the rest to Chrissy, and it's always seemed to be at the right time, at the right place. You know, it's amazing. But I use that as an example.
Yeah, so, because giving doesn't have to be a huge amount.
That's right.
It just has to be sensitive to the leading of the Holy Spirit and from
that's
the heart.
Instant in season, out of season.
And yeah, obey it in season.
Yeah.
Whether it's convenient or inconvenient, because you're following the leading of the Holy Spirit.
Oh yeah, there's been times I've been in a store, and maybe we're getting something, and I'm in line. You know, Kathy might say, "Well, go ahead." These people in front of me or people behind me, I don't know them. And the Lord says, pay for that. And I go, oh, okay. So I turned around, I said, ma'am, I think you need to go before me. Oh, no, you're in line. I said, no, so I can pay for it. Oh, I can't let you do that. I said, yes, you can. Yes, you can. Well, we don't take charity. I said, you don't take love? The word charity means love. Then that kind of the expression changes. Just want to be a blessing, but you don't know me. I don't need to. You remember that time I was at Wendy's? And I'll never forget that. And I was waiting with me and Kathy, we wanted to eat a cheeseburger or something like that. So I get there, and there was a bunch of people ahead of us. and a bunch of people behind it. We kind of hit it for lunchtime or something, I guess. So I'm just sitting there, you know, I'm standing there, you know, we're just going on like that. And people were ordering their stuff like that. And I could see a woman, she was struggling to pay for what she ordered, going for it. I said, excuse me, ma'am. I said, let me pay for that. Remember that? Yeah. I said, can I buy your cheeseburger? And she said, oh, I can't let you do that. I said, oh, yes, yes, you can. So I said, ma'am, just hold her bill. And I'll take it. And as I was doing that, she said, I can't let you do that. And the people behind me said, well, if you want to pay ours, you can pay it too.
Yeah.
They must have been, I don't know, maybe 8-9 people. I said, okay, I'm going to pay for everybody's cheeseburger. Get whatever you want. Man, it was a wonderful day in the neighborhood, like they say. I bought all the hamburgers. Cheeseburgers, what it was, whatever they had. Well, this man come up to me and said, you're Jesse the Planner, aren't you? No, I had gotten my cheeseburger. We eating. Yeah. I said, yes, sir. He said, well, why are you here? I said, because we wanted the cheeseburger. The cheeseburger. He said, but you can eat at any restaurant in New Orleans. I mean, expensive ones. I said, that's true. Well, then why are you here? I said, because we wanted a cheeseburger. I mean, it was so hard to understand about that. You know what I'm saying? And we did. We enjoyed it. It was such a blessing. But it was a great, it was one, I was instant in season. Now notice this, God knew I had enough money to pay for all the cheeseburgers or whatever they ordered. Some ordered salad, some ordered chili, whatever they got. And it was a wonderful day. You see, you have to be instant in season and out of season. And you know, you
to
don't
be a
like,
blessing.
Yeah.
Right.
And you don't like people to hold you up. I never forget one time we was at Wendy's again. And Kathy's sister, it's Deborah. She's so funny, you know. This is when her younger son was just a baby. Not a baby, but maybe, I don't know.
Toddler.
So she says, Ryan, what do you want? He says, I want a grilled cheese sandwich.
Yeah.
And Deborah tells the lady at Wendy's, do y'all make grilled cheese sandwich? She said, oh, no, we don't do that. And I saw everybody behind me going like this. Woman just order something that's on the menu.
Yeah.
So I said, Deborah, I can get it for you. I said, ma'am, she wants a cheeseburger and cut the meat.
Yeah, hold the meat, yeah.
Hold the meat, just
no
stop.
Meat.
She went, that's right.
It's all about how much they're going to charge
yeah,
you. That's
and, what yeah, I said, and we'll pay for the meat. Don't worry about it, just cut the meat, you know, whatever. You know. And so Ryan got his cheeseburger. So you got to be instant in season and out of season. Mm-hmm. See, so right now when I asked you to give, some of you, it's out of season. Mm. You're going, but you know it's to do it right. And watch what God will do. And it might be a very small gift. It could be $1,000. It could be $10,000. It could be $20 million. I don't know who I'm talking to. But you know who's talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's God Almighty. That's what I mean to be instant. Are you using that thing to earn money? I'm not taking any of your money. I don't touch this money. Uh-uh. No, I have never had. That's why the IRS likes me. I don't touch this money. That is not my money, JDM. That's God's money. You know, a covenant church, that's God. When you receive the morning tithe, that's God's money.
Of course.
See? You see what I'm saying? So that's what I'm talking about. So be instant in season. And then sometimes you have to reprove. I don't like that.
Mm-hmm.
And rebuke.
Right.
I don't like it when you rebuke me.
I know that.
I don't like, I don't
he
know
why. He likes criticism. He says he doesn't mind criticism.
I don't.
From everyone except me. But you should. You need to get over that.
What about you when I say something?
I'm working on it.
You're working on it. That's so good. Merry Christmas, Kathy. Praise God. So when you understand to be instant in season and out of season. Sometimes Kathy will say something, which is good. Don't misunderstand me. I got to think for a minute. How do I answer that? But if I'm in season, out of season, it will flow, you know, and I don't know. And it could be spiritual. It could be physical. It could be financial. I've had Kathy, like one time I gave her a beautiful gold bracelet. This is years and years ago. And I thought she really, and I really liked it. I thought it looked good on you. And you turned around and said, I'm going to give that bracelet to Sharon. And she was one of our board members. I didn't say, you can't do that. I gave you that. Well, if I give you something, then I have no qualms. You can do what you want with it because it's yours. So I said, that's fine. Yeah, but I gave it to it. Don't make no difference. You gave it. So that means you're free from it. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. Now, I feel led a lot to tell you this. If you charge some things for Christmas, and, you know, and you're going to get your credit card or whatever, the charge card, in January, don't get mad about it when the bill comes in. Oh, God. No, remember when you had that wonderful feeling that you gave them the gift.
To give it, amen.
And then you go ahead and pay for it. And if you don't pay it all at one time, I don't know how you do that. That's all right. Every time you go to pay on that, say, Lord, I thank you for that. I feel so good that I was able to purchase that gift. Now, it might take you 6 months to pay it all. I don't know how you handle your business, but that's fine. But never forget, and you won't be disappointed when the bill comes in. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? Now, me, I don't have credit cards. I have charge cards, which means I pay them in full every 30 days.
Well, they may be called a credit card, but you use them as a charge card.
Yeah, I never pay interest.
We pay it in full, right?
Yeah, we just pay it in full. Well, Jesus paid the price in full when he became a baby, but he ain't a baby no more. See? And when you understand that.
That's so true.
It's such being instant, in season, out of season.
Out of season.
Some of you wrote us testimonies, and some of you just said, I've never wrote a testimony to any ministry. Well, see, all of a sudden God dropped it in your spirit, and you became instant, in season, and out of season. So read a few of these things,
okay,
Kathy. I just looked down and saw that. It's such a blessing.
This one's from a lady. Her name is called Lady MC from YouTube. Good night from the Netherlands. So they watch it at all different times,
right,
of course.
Where is the Netherlands? That's Dutch, right?
Yes,
the Netherlands is
Europe.
Dutch. Yeah, that's where the windmills are, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's always interrupting.
It's in season, honestly. I like that.
I got to be in season with you. Good night from the Netherlands. God bless you both. You are such a blessing to me. And Paul from YouTube also says, watching from Bangalore, India.
Isn't that a blessing?
And then Jason from YouTube also says, I'm watching from Nigeria.
Praise
so people
God.
From all over the world, including this one, Motormart from YouTube says, you have taught me to stretch myself in life, Jesse, and I am now bold to do it. Just know you are a blessing to me in Zimbabwe, and I love you so much because of your teachings.
Praise God. Thank you for saying such a wonderful thing. I'm so excited about this month's partner offer. It's my message, God is in love with us. Do you know how much God really loves you? John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. Think about that, his son for you. This Christmas message is full of revelation about God's perfect love for you. How do I get it? Go to jdm.org to order your copy today. You will be blessed. Do you know that every born-again believer has a God-given right to receive overwhelming blessings from God? In my book, Overwhelmed, you'll be challenged to say no to limited thinking by understanding all that belongs to you.
It's your birthright to experience overwhelming favor in every area of your life. Order your physical copy or digital download for your donation of $5 or more at jdm.org.
It's time to be overwhelmed in a good way by God's power. Get your copy and be blessed. Ladies and gentlemen, I love Christmas time, and I love our boardroom chats, too. Now, think about this for a minute. We can celebrate Jesus and share his word every season of our life. I call this Christmas month. How do we do that? We share God's word everywhere we go and every chance we get. Remember, in the beginning was the word was God, the word was with God. When you share God's word, you're sharing God, man. That's a blessing. You never know when tragedy may come, and you are called to speak the word into someone. It's about having the word of God in us at all times. I encourage you to watch this boardroom chat in full on our free JDM app. I had a question that was sent to me, and it's a really good question from a person named Jake. He says, Brother Jesse, I've heard you say that in order to walk in God's vision for our lives, we need to harden ourselves against ourselves. Can you please explain what that means and how you do it or do it well? First thing first, your flesh always wants to rise up. You crucify your flesh, you see, and you harden yourself against yourself. When the flesh wants to, no, you're not doing that, flesh. I control you. You don't control me. Now, how you do that? You do with the word of God. That's use the power of attorney of the name of Jesus. Say, no, buddy. Listen here, big boy. You're going to listen to the word of God. You're not going to listen to yourself. Now, you may have to do it many times, but I'll tell you one thing. You will harden yourself. And after a while, the flesh says, we ain't winning. And they quit. And they just quits. And the devil says, I've tried to tempt him so much, but he just won't fall. And that's what I mean by harden yourself.
Thank you, Jake. Hey, our product offer today is our newest book, Overwhelm. I love this thing. God not only wants to bless you, He wants to overwhelm you above and beyond your greatest dreams, spiritually, physically, financially. This book, I get excited about it, will open your eyes to the heart of the Father. How do I get it? Go to jdm.org and it will bless you. It'll make a good Christmas gift also. You'll be blessed. Partners, thank you for your glorious support. Merry Christmas. I just love Christmas. We couldn't do it without you. I mean that sincerely. Y'all have been so faithful to do this. And I believe for the hundredfold for each and every one of you. And God gives me that quite often. So if I get it, I don't see why you can't get it, right? He's no respecter person. Thank you for blessing with a financial donation today. I mean that sincerely. I just can't thank you enough. Merry Christmas to each and everyone. I know it's all Christmas month, but we're having a good time. Till next week, I love you. See ya. Bye-bye.
Jesus said He could change a nation in a day. We can preach to the world today. 7.8 billion people in 7 minutes. The time has come.
We have a job to do, a vision to fulfill.
We're believing God for the unbelievable, the impossible, simply because it's doable.
He said, now, when the uttermost parts of the world are yours, go.
Every little thing that I can give Him opportunity to expand, I will.
He's looking for people that are bold enough to step up and say, yes, Lord, here I am. Use me.
Come on. Hallelujah.
The only Jesus some people may ever see is the Jesus in you or the Jesus in me. Now, let's show the world who He really is.
In Jesus.
Kathy Duplantis's Glorious, a conference for women.
Women are not second-class citizens in the kingdom of God. Jesus came and set us all free.
Glorious, a conference for women, March 6th and 7th, 2026. For more information and free registration, go to jdm.org.
Are you ready to experience the Christmas story like never before? In his book, The Most Wonderful Time of the Year, Jesse Duplantis delivers an insightful, fresh look at the manger and beyond. You'll be inspired to have a higher life of faith as he explores the mysterious ways God moves. Get ready to elevate your character with the characters of Christmas. The Most Wonderful Time of the Year, Uncommon Lessons from the Christmas Story. Order your copy at jdm.org today.
You know, so often we're on a journey and we think we're just at this one spot, maybe at a company working or maybe at a school or maybe at a function, thinking we're just there just to fill up time. But God strategically positions us in certain places to get His word established in the hearts of people, and maybe to make people hungry to know God. Amen.
Thank you for watching today. For more information about Jesse Duplantis Ministries, go to jdm.org.